From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues this series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message called Through the Cross to the Crown. The focus is on verses 39 and 40. Dr. Cairns began the message by dealing with the testimony of faith, and we saw that true saving faith is absolutely essential before anyone can live rightly before God. Next, he spoke of the trial of faith. As the experience of the Old Testament saints shows, faith does not necessarily receive what we want when we want it. Further, the text teaches us about the trust of faith. Biblical faith stands upon the revealed Word of God. The salvation of a soul depends upon what God has declared in His Word, and not upon human reasoning or supposition. Then God's people can rejoice in the triumph of faith. God will fulfill His promises, and the faith of His people will be vindicated. Christ has promised to return to take His saints to be with Him for all eternity. Though that second coming has not yet occurred, it is as certain and sure as the throne of God. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Genesis 24 and verse 63. Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. Very admirable was his occupation. If those who spend so many hours in idle company, light reading, and useless pastimes could learn wisdom, they would find more profitable society and more interesting engagements in meditation than in the vanities which now have such charms for them. We should all know more, live nearer to God, and grow in grace if we were more alone. Meditation chews the cud and extracts the real nutriment from the mental food gathered elsewhere. When Jesus is the theme, meditation is sweet indeed. Isaac found Rebecca while engaged in private musings. Many others have found their best beloved there. Very admirable was the choice of place. In the field we have a study hung round with texts for thought, from the cedar to the hyssop, from the soaring eagle down to the chirping grasshopper, from the blue expanse of heaven to a drop of dew. All things are full of teaching, and when the eye is divinely opened, that teaching flashes upon the mind far more vividly than from written books. Our little rooms are neither so healthy, so suggestive, so agreeable, or so inspiring as the fields. Let us count nothing common or unclean, but feel that all created things point to their Maker, and the field will at once be hallowed. Very admirable was the season of sunset, as it draws a veil over the day, befits that repose of the soul when earth-born cares yield to the joys of heavenly communion. The glory of the setting sun excites our wonder, and the solemnity of approaching night awakens our awe. If the business of this day will permit it, it will be well, beloved, if you can spare an hour to walk in the field at eventide. But if not, the Lord is in the town, too, and will meet with you in your chamber or in the crowded street. Let your heart go forth to meet Him. What is it that constitutes revival? Is it a week of special meetings held at a local church? Is it an organized effort at door-to-door evangelism? Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England and Wales under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches had to be built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of the personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. Also, we offer a CD containing Duncan Campbell's own account of that remarkable visitation by God. The CDs are $5 each, which includes postage and handling. Or you may order both CDs for just $8. To obtain your own copy, you may simply send a check for either or both CDs made out to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of The Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be greatly blessed as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
We come to the end of the chapter, they're dealing with the promise that they still haven't received. So we're still dealing with things not seen. But these things were real to faith, and they are soon, surely, to be realized. Think of this. Did God promise to send Christ the first time, that he would go and fulfill Isaiah 53 and die on the cross and purchase our redemption? Did God promise that? Yes, he did. Did he fulfill it? When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us who were under the law. Now the same God has promised that he will send his Son again, this time in glory, not as a sacrifice for sin, but he's coming as the great Redeemer to bring his people into the eternal consummation of his salvation. Will he fulfill that? Thank God he will. At the moment, there seems to be a delay. And the ungodly have mocked this delay. Peter says they would mock, just as they did in the ancient times. Where is the promise of his coming? The ungodly will mock the delay, but I tell you, there's a very good reason for the delay. He didn't fulfill it to the Old Testament, this promise to the Old Testament saints. Why? Because he wanted first to reach you and me. If God had brought in the millennium and then heaven in the days of Isaiah, you wouldn't have been in it. Very good reason, as far as I can see then, for God to delay. I worship him for his delay there. For because of that delay, I have a place in the kingdom. Similarly, he's delaying the coming of Christ. Why? For the very same reason. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. God is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So many people are so intent on misquoting and misusing that verse to prove a universal redemption that they miss what the verse is really saying. Saying God is delaying the coming of Christ in order to bring to its fullness the whole church of Christ and the entire elect of God. Listen, he is long-suffering to us. Not willing that any of us, that's the meaning, should ever perish, but that all of us should come to repentance. That's God's purpose. God is working for the great consummation of his purpose in Jesus Christ, that the church of all ages will be eternally complete, and the great body of the redeemed and the justified will forever be gathered to sing the praises of the Lamb. He has still some to bring in. And that's why he is delaying the coming of Christ. I say with John, even so come, Lord Jesus. It would be great to see the Lord come. But whether he comes in your lifetime or my lifetime or whether he doesn't, listen, he's coming. He's coming. And if he delays, it is merely out of his grace to bring in the greater number of poor sinners to be saved as trophies of grace. If he calls us home in death, we're ready. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And therefore, if he calls us, it will be absent from the body, present with the Lord. If he comes again, thank God, we're ready. For this mortal then will put on immortality. Then will be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. And in that moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we'll all be changed. At that last trumpet sound, we'll be perfectly conformed to Christ. So whether he calls or whether he comes, we are ready if we have this testimony of faith. Let me now come full circle. Have you this testimony? If the Lord were to put his hand on you in that pew where you're sitting, that's not very much of a supposition. It could happen very, very easily. But if the Lord were to put his hand on you in that pew where you're sitting and say, right now, life is through, you're in eternity, tell me, would you have this testimony, absent from the body, present with the Lord? Are you saved? Now that brings it into sharp focus. Because you know rightly, if the death sweat were on your brow today, you wouldn't be able to depend on anything else but Jesus Christ. Are you saved? If the Lord were to call you today into eternity, would you be called to heaven or would you be called to hell? Which would it be? You hear all these sermons and references to the coming of Christ. Well, if the Lord were to come, you in your state, would you rise to meet him in the air? Or would you be bundled with the tares to be burned in outer darkness? Which would it be? What is your testimony? Listen, faith will be fully vindicated. Jesus Christ will far surpass all that I've ever thought about him, all that I've ever known about him, all that I've ever trusted. It will be fully vindicated and far surpassed. But listen, unbelief will be fully judged. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Which will it be for you? Eternity. Where will you be in eternity? Just one of two places. The urgency of the matter is that there's only a heartbeat between you and eternity. You can't afford to wait till tomorrow to be saved, for tomorrow you could be in hell. Come to Christ. Trust him. In unadulterated faith, take him at his word, call upon his name, and with this testimony, whatever the trials of life, you will infallibly be brought through to glory. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. We do want every head bowed in prayer and every eye closed. The meeting is almost over. We're soon to disperse. Tragically, some are not merely going separate earthly ways to separate earthly destinations. Some walking out of this meeting today will be walking on a path to hell, while others walk on a path to glory. The difference between the two is not morality or personal worthiness. The difference is Christ. Man, woman, boy or girl, where you're seated, if you're not a Christian, I beseech you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Call upon Him while He's near. Where you're sitting, lift your heart in prayer. Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Save my soul. Have you prayed that prayer? Is that your honest desire today? I'm here as your servant for Christ's sake. If you have called on the Lord to save you, come and tell me about it. Let me open the scriptures with you and help you, and give you some little gospel literature. If you're saying, preacher, I need to come, but I haven't come. I need your help. Come and have a word with me. Let's open the book of God together. Make sure today that you get saved and are sure of it. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Write it upon our hearts. And O Lord, we pray that thou wilt bring souls to Jesus Christ. They may have this testimony that whatever the trials of life then, however the afflictions of time may press hard upon them, by trust in Christ they may go forward to the final triumph. O Lord, bless thy word and give lasting fruit. Speak to those who are saved. Give us grace to get our eyes off the immediate and on Christ. Give us grace, O Lord, fully to take thee at thy word. And O Lord, we pray that thou wilt enable us in the deep places of trial to let patience have her perfect work. Lord, hear our prayer. Come and quicken us now, and produce in every soul fruit that will last for the preaching of the word of God. Part us with thy blessing, keep us in thy fear, be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both this Lord's day and until our Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again. In all his glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.